midday, and it's dark out. The mutilated body of Jesus is hanging, writhing on the cross. Just before he takes his last breath, the gospel writers mention Jesus' last expression is done with an increased volume. Matthew 27:50 says, Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Mark 15:37 says, and Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. Luke 23:46 says, and Jesus crying out with a loud voice said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. The words of Christ as he was crucified have been discussed many times. They're significant words. They're important. They are substantial. And they're poignant. They are words of forgiveness, of compassion, direction, words of concern, and commitment. They're expressed to entire groups or to a single person. They're expressed to his enemies and to his family and friends. But two of these statements were given, according to Scripture, with a loud voice, and both of them directed towards his Father. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then the passage that we read previous, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Both are quotes from the book of Psalms. Another time and study would show how each of these statements deep significances, but today let's examine the importance of the volume that Jesus uses as he makes these statements. At first glance, it would be easy for us to consider that the volume was so that God would hear him. We could assume because of the darkness and the conditions and that forsaken statement that God had departed or separated himself from Jesus, thus requiring an increased volume so that God could hear. But Isaiah 59:1 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that he cannot save, nor his ear so dull that he cannot hear. We might also consider that since Jesus was bearing the sins of the world, that God was unable to see and to hear Jesus, prompting the necessity of a loud voice. But Isaiah goes on to say in the very next verse, Isaiah 59:2, but your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. But there was no separation between God and his Son. Remember, Jesus prayed in his high priestly prayer in John the 17th chapter in verse 22. He says, in speaking to God, we are one. While he bore the sins of the world, he was still sinless. 1 Peter 2:22 says, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. So we could also conclude then that possibly Jesus' volume was for those who were standing nearby so that they could hear the importance and the value of his statements. While this has its own validity, there are greater and more significant reasons Jesus uses a loud voice. First, we must consider his situation. He is being executed in a slow and excruciating way. The crucifixion normally took many hours to complete, in some cases as many as 72 hours for the condemned to die. This process is described by Dr. C. Truman Davis medically in this way, and I quote, as the arms fatigue, great waves of cramps sweep over the muscles, knotting them in deep, relentless, throbbing pain. With these cramps come the inability to push himself upward. hanging by his arms, the pectoral muscles are paralyzed and the intercostal muscles are unable to act. Air can be drawn into the lungs but cannot be exhaled. Finally, carbon monoxide builds up in the lungs and in the bloodstream, and cramps partially subside. Spasmodically, he is able to push himself upward to exhale and give and bring in life-giving oxygen. And I end the quote. Because of this situation, having enough breath to produce volume in speech would be very difficult, especially as the crucifixion proceeded and continued on. Yet Jesus does have the strength to use a loud voice. All this is to prove that Jesus did not die in a natural way. Note the thieves on the cross who were next to him. You remember they had to have their legs broken to hasten their death because of the Passover. This proves Jesus' previous statement that he made in John the 10th chapter. Listen to his words. "For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it again. No one has taken it from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father." So not only was there proof of Christ's strength and laying down his life, I think there's something else maybe that we could consider of why Jesus raised his voice at this time. Quite possibly was it so that he could project his voice into the future for you and I to hear and to remember him. And in particular, to remember the promises that he has made. His last breath, and with his last breath, he stated this very loudly, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." With that, also remember this statement that he made in John 14:3. "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Father, we come today to remember the sacrifice that Christ has made. Father, as we try in our limited ways to fathom the pain and the anguish that he must have suffered, not just physically, but also emotionally, Father, knowing that the sins of the world were crushing down upon him. And Father, as we partake, we attempt to remember, Father, the love that he showed. Because, Father, we were the ones who placed those sins upon him. It was our sins that he took. And because of his immense love for us, he willingly went through all of this to be obedient to you and to be the perfect sacrifice for us. So, Father, as we partake of the bread, may we be reminded of the body that has gone through so much pain and torture. And as we partake of the cup, may we remember the pure blood of Jesus that takes away our sin. For we ask all of this in the holy name of Jesus. Amen.